Kindergarten darf mit sacht das hier bam mit dem zali test beginnen mit basic test master beginnen mit gemara then mit tamam mason and this tire rabbis cannot make themselves tamam the mason could might be a kind so tasty is similar it's 1 to 3 the my look at the number 1 Joseph say been sleeping is about that if they do they don't get 40 lash you can be safe like we learned in the safe that when they get free the number of tamam the mason same thing over here that over there they say that they became tamam they don't get lashes when you say something over here So says, and the Imashim maybe can say because Tamar Sefer already said that if they do, they don't get lashed in the Sefer. The Chashon Lashon 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 didn't need to repeat it in the Reisha. But on Ketanim, we learn, Be'im Metam L'Meisim, we learn that in the Reisha, they cannot Metam L'Meisim, Avakab, the Tan Mesefer, although we always say that also in the Sefer. So it doesn't answer the question, why don't you say that they won't get lashed if they do? If they did eat, they don't have to pay the principal and the fifth. So he says, although they don't have to pay it to the Kanim, that's regarding monetarily. Regarding the prohibitory law, they do have to separate that kapara to actually get the atonement. They just don't have to give it to them because it's something to make well and right. They don't get a portion by the granary. And even if they both come to the granary, you know, they can make a stipulation. If I'm a kind to know the bishop will give it for me. If the other one's a kind, know the bishop will give it to me because of him. Now, if we don't divide it because given the since they can't eat because not sure who's a kind if it's a kind of Yisrael. The muscle that they call might come to his stomach, but he might come to eat it. Therefore, he never chalik to him. What does this mean? That's what's already mashbi yadam. So pesh b'kunch b'loshin echad. And what in the first interpretation Rashi explains, if hayu chayavin oil lechadz b'loshim, if they is reliable for a carbon oil lechadz b'loshim, in kaven osim l'sosim l'anshe mishmar, you don't force them to give it to the kind of that group. Least if it doesn't oim shalem that the service and the hide belongs to those kind. Could the chol chalama no kain and each one could say I'm a kain you can bechol shoshi it's a kain can sacrifice whenever he wants. So if a b'loshim shen shalay even if it's not his own mishmar, and rather oh you kriv lehem karbonas. Either they sacrifice the Yaxlam a Basur and they give back to them the Basur, eat the Chomish Yitzhak, give it whoever they want to. Or they can appoint any Shlich that of a kind that they want to sacrifice their carbon. Now, make sure that the Rashi himself asks on this. He says, I mean, if a person cannot do the Avoida Shlich, he can't make a Shlich either. So, how can he make a Shlich if he can't do the Avoida? Marie says, in the question, it's not difficult because the Shana here is different. We just don't know. But if you know, come along and say it's a coin. He would be fit to do that. Like we have by an elderly person or a sick person. He could also give it to whichever Mishma he wants to. But they are since in a pressing situation, he would be able to do that. Even though right now he can. So to over here, he can technically, but really, theoretically, he would be able to build the other. And would come there if he could make a shlif. Rabbi Chan found explicitly in Yerushalmi in the Kama that says, a discrepancy. He can give it to whichever mishma he wants to do that avodah. To meaning to make a shliach for him. His tummy or a blemish, where he can't do that avodah under any circumstance. He has to give it to that mishma. Last again, the Yishami concludes that this mixture of these two individuals, we treat them like a chel mezaken. The tadim, which we learn, we don't take away from them. We see clearly like the first interpretation of Rashi. Now, the Lashon changes because we're going to the second interpretation of Rashi that explains that in Islam kachim, we don't give them they don't have to give their kachim, which is when they have a firstborn or their hektish of cherim. Kashlari, that's difficult to do. But in fact, the Mishnah says Neichanam Chovetesu Melav Chemikahanim. Actually, when the kohen has a cherim, if it didn't come yet to a kohen harim, hektish is like hektish. But Mishaboli had come when it comes to the end of a kohen harim. Chulin lachadavim, it's considered chulin paol halachas. Imkin eichem and nichem must be able to do the contrary. How could you leave it in their hands? But it's a subject of the kohen and his partner maybe zon mechuyim. So they put the subject hektish, and that subject should be also still in their hands. But Marie says, you're right. She yisnu zelazem. They should actually give each one to the other one and make a stipulation, which one of them is a kohen, and therefore that's why it's going to be exempt. Because again, if it's Yisrael and it's biyadav, that's actually when it actually is problematic, when it's a hektish. Next system has to bring one portion of pshita, obviously. Pirish Tais explains meaning. Pshita shein la melech chalik echad. Of course, they only have one portion because one's the Ebed, one's the kohen. That's the Gemara's question. Next is Master begins with the words of the Gemara, "Im Eved Kain," and Rabbi Rishi's opinion holds. No, he could go and get a chelik because he says, "If I'm ever kain, no, the Bishul Rabbi give it to my master, and I found myself a kain, give it because of me." Now, Ikra Rebbe Chutney asks, "Lamad the Malakam on the corner, the one that says later on the Inchal Gedrum Isha, you don't give a portion to buy the granary of truma to the woman shem gurusha because of when she's going to get divorced. So Chanami gave Ebed here Rabbi Yisi regarding the slave. Maybe he's going to ask for it after he's already freed as a slave, and then he's not ever kind anymore, and he doesn't deserve to get anymore. Same concern like Gurusha. But Marie Dri says, no, Dain Lach Zakash, don't be concerned for this. Because if he's already freed, no person would make himself as a presumed status as a slave if he was already free. Therefore, we're not concerned for that. And we don't have to be concerned that maybe his master, the coin, will sell him to a Yisrael master, and he's still going to ask, and he's a slave here anyway. But he'll take truma. No, giving him the nice about rabbi, since anyways his food is incumbent upon his master to provide him. He's not going to make a sin and take a truma when it's not really for his gain, because anyways he's getting fed from his master. Ach, kashbord is difficult because maskin peg kamen the gittin, the end of the first peg and gittin, and if you base him out, the gemara concludes in the first peg gittin shiuchal rab loy mele ebed, that the master could tell the slave, I want you to work for me, and I'm not going to support you, I'm not going to feed you. So why are we not concerned that maybe this Ebed, former Ebed Kayan, who is now Ebed by Yisrael, will ask for it then, keep it changed up in front of him, because then his master is not providing for him. Maybe it's such a case not so common, that the master is going to go from master Kayan to master Yisrael, and that his master is not going to serve him anymore. Never am to be concerned for that. Next is not to be one of the Gemara, so good. How can you entertain? If the animal tzaddikim don't stumble, for sure tzaddikim are not going to stumble. It seems like one should not have this gear. This question is only specifically when the chacham himself is stumbling in something forbidden, and which is not the case over here, where it's not eating and it's not himself. So in lachkam, one doesn't have to be lengthy about it, and therefore not to have this gear over here. Begin with the gemara and and one of these 10 individuals that they don't get a chalukah. Chase explains, specifically a child who does not know how to duchen, how to do the shiz kapayim. Because the simple little bagels and so good of them, amazing enough, time you learn the rest, so your daily is kapayim. If he knows how to do this, they do give him a portion of truma. I couldn't call you awesome, and there it's going on the child. Chase also points out, which seems to be from a Gillian, your daily is kapayim. A child knows how to do the shiz kapayim, Olam Gedam goes up to do birchas kenem with the adults, but if an by himself, only actually able to be sized until he brings two pubic hairs. Because I'm prepared give him the Megillah, that will go down enough. At least the big fee is to go ahead and do this exam permanently is Ajay's Mazakane until he has a full beard. So it depends on kvias, aray, and by yourself or with adults. And all of them that you're not giving them a chulka, you're going to send it to their houses. That's just as you can say, but why are you going to send it to a deaf mute and mental revenge? But they're not going to keep in the state of Tara, and Truma has to be in the state of Tara. They don't have das. The Shlomo says, what do you can say? They still have a caretaker at home. Wait a second, they have a caretaker. So based on what Tara is saying, because of Tahara, so why didn't you give them a chaluka? And because Penya Bar Lachal, because we give them a chaluka, you might come to give it a carte blanche, a even though they don't have a pachabas, which would not be allowed. So only when they have one, then we'll send it home. So we make like some type of a hacker to realize this difference. But yeah, we only send it to their home if they have an apachabas.